I'm Meg Van Lohuizen with your news briefing. Just one new confirmed case in Adelaide this morning, with the Premier hopeful they've caught the latest COVID outbreak before it sparks a second wave. There's now 20 confirmed cases. Restrictions have been ramped up, with gyms to shut for 2 weeks and pubs, clubs and restaurants restricted to only 100 people. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says thousands have been tested.
And a big thank you to everybody in Adelaide who's been queuing up to get tested yesterday, and I'm sure there'll be queues today for people waiting to get tested for COVID-19.
On ABC there, anyone travelling from Adelaide into the Sunshine State will have to undergo hotel quarantine. Down in Victoria, another day of zero, the state recording its 18th day straight of no new COVID infections or deaths. Meanwhile, in Queensland, despite indoor venues doubling capacity across the state this afternoon, the industry still wants more. QHA boss Bernie Hogan says pubs, restaurants and cafes want bigger limits before Christmas.
Hospitality businesses are not built to run at 50% of your business. Any business can't run with only 50% of your patrons.
They're now allowed one person per 2 square metres. Other changes from 4 p.m, wedding and funeral limits increased to 200 and home gatherings to 50. We can also dance outdoors again. On the coast, Lifeblood is making an urgent appeal for 350 additional Sunshine Coast residents to donate blood. Supplies of O positive and A positive have now dropped to just 2 days' supply, meaning stocks of Australia's two most common blood types are under real pressure. Lifeblood's Kath Stone says donating is a great way to help save lives.
Donated blood can help a wide range of people, whether it be young mums in childbirth, whether it be premature babies, it might be someone that's been in a car accident, or often it's people undergoing cancer or immunotherapy.
Donations can be made at the Nambour and Maroochydore donor clinics or any mobile clinic on the coast. In sport, Tokyo Olympic organisers are growing confident they'll be able to allow crowds into the stands for next year's rescheduled games in Japan. However, some tough measures may be in place for spectators, with masks to remain on and a ban on cheering. And swimmer Shayna Jack has had her doping suspension halved to 2 years after the Court of Arbitration for Sport agreed the 22-year-old didn't intentionally take a banned substance. The decision means she can return to the pool in July next year.